beginning. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, and we'll begin our reading together in verse number 1. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. We come to verse number 3, and there is no textual or contextual reason to presume that between verses 2 and verse 3, there is a gap. The Bible says in verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathering together the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day and the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. I want us to notice, if we could, for a moment, an expression that we find in our Bible. The Bible says in verse number 16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. And the Bible says in verse 15 that God created these so that the earth would have light. I want us to notice this expression, to give light upon the earth. Let's pray together, can we? Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be a part of your house and to open your word. And I pray, Lord, that you would use our time to grow our Christian life. May you be glorified with our time together. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says in this passage of Scripture that God created the great light and the lesser light to give light upon the earth. Angel, if you could just turn me down a little bit, that would be wonderful. Thank you. God created this world in 6 literal days. The Bible makes it clear that the evening and the morning were the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day. The reality is that theistic evolution has no place in the Bible. If you don't know what theistic evolution is, it's people claim that God set in motion the evolution process and that God had minimal work as far as creation is concerned. And yet my Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I do believe in the Big Bang Theory, though. The Bible says that God created, he spoke, and bang, it happened. God created all of this world with his voice, the Bible says. He spoke it into existence. There was an interview with Jane Goodall, And Jane Goodall was asked, where do you stand on the controversy between Darwinism and creationism? And this was the answer of Jane Goodall. She said, how we got to where we are and who we are today, she said, is of supreme unimportance when we compare it with coming together to get out of the mess that we have made in our world. And I would disagree with Jane Goodall. I would say the only way that we can get out of the mess that we've made in our world is to know our origin, to know where we came from. I would say to you that creationism is of supreme importance because God created us on purpose with a purpose. God created us on purpose with a purpose. The Bible says in verse 1, in the beginning, God. Now, this is not the beginning of God because God had no beginning. God has always existed. Psalm 90, verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting, thou art God. The Bible speaks here of the beginning of time. God created light. And light by nature divided the darkness. God called the light day. God called the darkness night. God made the firmament. He called it heaven. God created the earth. God created dry land and plants. And then the Bible says God created the sea. But I want us to take some time this morning and focus our attention on verse number 18. And I want to consider the greater light and the lesser light that God created to give light to this earth. First of all, if you're taking notes this morning, would you write this down? God created a lesser light and a greater light to give light upon this earth. Verse 14 says, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. This is just a kind of a way that God shows us his power. He created the moon, he created the sun, and oh, by the way, he created all the stars as well. He's the creator of all. The Bible says in verse 17, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Now, God had already created light. But here the Bible says that God creates these light sources for a specific purpose. The Bible says in verse 15, their purpose was to give light to the earth. In verse 14, the Bible says the moon and the stars would be used to measure time, signs and seasons and days and years. Let's investigate this for a moment this morning. The Bible says the sun, the greater light, the moon, the lesser light would be used to distinguish signs. Turn with me to Luke, the New Testament, the 21st chapter, Luke chapter 21. In your Bibles, Luke chapter 21. You can hold your place in the book of Genesis and look what the Bible says in Luke chapter 21 and verse 25. Luke chapter 21 and verse 25. The Bible says in verse 25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. In Luke chapter 21, it speaks specifically of the destruction of Jerusalem, prophesied by the Lord Jesus himself. The time of the Gentiles would come to an end in verse 24, the church age, the time of the Gentiles would begin, verse 24, the church age. And as the time of the church age comes to an end, the Bible says that there would be signs of in astronomy. Mark 13 is specific. It says, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then in verse 27, Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, shall appear, and every eye shall behold him, and they also that pierced him. We see the second coming of the Lord Jesus. It So the Bible says God created the sun and the stars to give signs of the times. We see also that God created the moon and the stars so that it would show seasons. As the sun draws closer or tilted toward the sun, or excuse me, as the earth tilts toward the sun, it determines whether it's cold or hot. Now, we are in the wintertime, and it is colder. This microphone doesn't like me today. All right, I guess let's just do that. That's live stream too. We're in the winter time, and it's colder. It's been colder in Canada. It's the season of winter, and if you're like me, you're looking forward to the season of spring already. And other countries, they don't have the colder weather as we experience. They have other seasons, though. My brother-in-law, my sister are in Senegal. They're missionaries in Africa, and they have the rainy season. They have the hot season and the hotter season. But the reality is that God created the sun and the moon for seasons, and the Bible says also for times, years and months. We just celebrated another new year. It's 2019. 17 years ago from 9/11, that was exactly 6,324 days ago. 104 years ago from World War I, that was 38,146 days. 79 years from World War II, that's 28,980 days. 27 years from Desert Storm, that's 9,855 days. I was 10 years old. I remember watching on the television during Desert Storm. Oh, how time flies. Oh, how time flies. The Bible says, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Proverbs teaches us to boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. The psalmist said, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Life is a vapor. It appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. So God says, I created the sun to give light to the earth. I've created the moon as the lesser light to give light to the earth. And so it would distinguish signs. It would distinguish seasons. It would distinguish months and years. And oh, how time moves so fastly. You know, I believe that time is your greatest asset. We talk about giving our money, and I think it's important to give to the Lord as the Lord requires. And often people say, I sacrifice and I give to the Lord. And that's wonderful, and we ought to. But what about our time? The reality is you can always make back another dollar, but you can't make time. God is the creator of time. I'm glad you've come to the service this morning. I'm glad you're a part, investing your time, worshiping the Lord. It's so important. The Bible says that God is the creator here of the lesser light and the greater light to give light upon the earth. If you're taking notes, would you write it down? Number two, God gave spiritual light to this earth as well. God also gave spiritual light. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 4 in your Bibles. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Notice what the Bible says in this passage of Scripture. Jesus is tempted by the devil in three powerful ways in Matthew chapter 4. The first way he's tempted is he's tempted in instant gratification. You know, there are so many things in this world that will provide you with gratification for a moment. The Bible says there is pleasure in sin, but this pleasure for sin is just a season. The reality is as we seek this instant gratification, it leaves us hollow inside our soul. Jesus has fasted for 40 days. There's no doubt about it. He was hungry. He was 100% God, but he was also 100% man. And he was hungry. And here comes the devil to tempt the Lord Jesus. And he said to Jesus, he said, if thou be the Son of God, if you are really God, then why not turn these stones into bread? Now it would fulfill the Lord's hunger for a moment, but you know that when you eat, it doesn't take long before you're hungry again. Instant gratification. Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone. The reality is that spiritual food would satisfy the longing heart, and the purpose of God the Father for the Son was greater than turning some stones into bread. Jesus was tempted not only with instant gratification, but testing God. Satan said, all right, then, why don't you just throw yourself off the mountain? Your Father will take care of you. And then the devil throws at the Lord Jesus Psalm 91, which, by the way, he takes terribly out of context. And Jesus tells the devil that there is a purpose in his life, that we cannot tempt the Lord our God. We cannot take God's mercy and protection for granted. Oftentimes in our life, we take things for granted, don't we? I mean, we went to bed last night assuming that God would just give us another day. But God doesn't owe us anything. God doesn't owe us another day. Jesus said, you don't test God. You don't tempt God. The third way that the devil tempts the Lord is by the wrong means. The devil said, all right, to Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Now understand that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And one day he will sit upon the throne, but he would not conquer by the devil's means. You see, Jesus would go to a cross, and though his heel would be bruised, he would destroy the tempter. He would crush his head. Jesus must go to the cross. He wasn't going to follow the devil's means. And so the Bible says, after the temptation, Satan leaves. And by the way, for your reference, Deuteronomy chapter 6 through chapter 8 is the verses that Jesus used to fight off the devil. Angels come to minister to him. But this ministering doesn't last very long because Jesus hears that John the Baptist is in prison. And so the Bible says in Matthew 4, verse 12, that he departs into Galilee. And what does Jesus do? He begins to preach the same message that put John the Baptist in prison. Look at it together, verse 16, Matthew chapter 4. And the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. From the time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want you to notice that expression that we find in Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. The Bible says that men, women, humanity sat in darkness. Darkness speaks of their spiritual condition. In the Bible, the main use of darkness is contrast to light. Light is a symbol of God's purity, God's wisdom, God's glory. Darkness is the opposite. The Bible says God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If you want to define what sin is everything that God isn't. God is light. Sin is darkness. And the Bible says that humanity is in darkness. We are sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned against God. We are all separated. Our nature is contrary to the very nature of God. And this is how we were born. This is our nature. We are sinners and we deserve spiritual death. The Bible calls spiritual death a place called hell, separated from light for all eternity. I can't imagine what it would be like to be in complete darkness. And yet the Bible says that someone who does not know Jesus as their Savior, they are walking in darkness. Have you ever tried to make your way through the darkness? You're kind of like something like this. You know, you don't know where you're going. You don't want to hit something. That's people in our world today that don't have Christ as their Savior. They have no perception of life or death. They are in darkness, the Bible says. And all of humanity are in darkness. And all of humanity deserves spiritual death, a place called hell. And yet the Bible says that light appeared. And light is the Lord Jesus. We just celebrated Christmas. Christmas speaks of the birth of the Lord Jesus. And when we think of the birth of the Lord Jesus, we think in this darkened world that light came. Turn with me to John, the Gospel of John, the very first chapter, John chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, would you turn there? John chapter 1. This is a wonderful passage of Scripture. John chapter 1 and verse number 1. The Bible says in verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life." And Jesus is life. Look at this, verse 4. "And the life was the light of men. By his life we receive light. And by his light we receive life." Eternal life. Verse 5. "And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Paul writes to the church at Ephesus and says in chapter 5, verse 8, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." In Isaiah 49, prophesied of the birth of the Lord Jesus, the Bible says in verse number 6 in chapter 49 of chapter 49 of the book of Isaiah, "And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to rise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles." Jesus would come to this world, and he would give light, salvation, opportunity to a world in darkness. Think about the prophecy of Zacharias in Luke chapter 1, verse 46. The Bible says, "And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death." Think about John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into this world, And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. That expression in verse 21, doeth truth, is one that follows truth, or comes to the light, or comes to the truth. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way. The Bible says, come to the Lord Jesus. Come to him. Admit you're a sinner. We've all sinned against God. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You say, Pastor Burns, it's so easy. It is easy. Because God did all the work. All you need to do is receive that gift. We cannot save ourselves. Light has come into this world. And so the Bible says that God created the great light and the lesser light to give light to the earth. And God sent spiritual light to this earth. But thirdly, if you're taking notes, would you write it down? God continues. God continues to give spiritual light to this world. Jesus died on the cross. The Bible says he was placed in a borrowed tomb 3 days and three nights. And then up from the grave he arose. Amen. We serve a living Savior. He's in the world today. He shows himself to many of the brethren. He ascends into heaven. He gives to us another comforter. The word another means another of the same. The Holy Spirit indwells us. If you're born again, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the Bible says. And he continues to give light to a dark world. You say, Pastor Burns, where is this light shining? Well, it shines in creation. The Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God. And night after night and day after day, they show, they speak of God's creation as the Creator God and as the King of Kings. God's creation gives light. Our human conscience gives light. The Bible says that God took the law of God and he has written it into the human heart. No matter where you go, into the deepest jungle, people know that murder is wrong. They know that thieving is wrong. Do you know why? Because God placed that into the human heart. The light of conscience. The light of creation. What about the light of the Word of God? I have in my hand the very Word of God. This is God's voice. God breathed God's words to you and me. God's Word is a light to our feet. It's a lamp unto our path. But wait a minute, there's one more light that I want you to understand. And that is the Christian. I want to give you some verses. If you turn to John chapter 9 in your Bibles, John chapter 9. Look what the Bible says in the 9th chapter. John chapter 9 and verse number 5. I want us to think of the words of the Lord. Jesus is speaking here in chapter 9, John chapter 9, verse 5. Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, Jesus declared that he was the light of the world, and he is. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now turn with me to the book of Matthew, the beginning of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 5, at verse number 13. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 13. Jesus said, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, so let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God created the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. And God said there's a purpose in the creation of these light sources to give light to the earth. God sent his Son. Why? To give light to the earth. and God has left us on this earth. You know, our purpose in life is to be like Jesus. And if we didn't have any purpose as a Christian to be on this earth, we'd be in heaven today. But God has a purpose for you and me to be light to this earth. Ye are the light of the world, Jesus said. Ye are the light of the world. This purpose in our life of the Christian is to give light to the earth. God has transformed our life through the Spirit's work and through His Word so that we would be light given to this earth as Christ is to be lived through us. We are to be light to our neighbors, to our family, to our co-workers, to our friends. Jesus said, let your light shine. Let me give you some thoughts about this passage of Scripture in Matthew chapter 5. First of all, I want us to think about the disciples' character. The disciples were told that they are to be light. Jesus had proclaimed that He is the true light of the world. In John chapter 1, John the Baptist was told that he was not the light, but Jesus was the true light. So let me say this, we are the lesser light, amen? He is the great light. You know how we can be successful in the Christian life is we can be successful the same way John the Baptist realized that he would be successful, and that is we need to decrease and he needs to increase. That's how we can be successful in the Christian life. He's the greater light. He's the true light, which lighteth every man that comes into the world. And so Jesus is the light of the world. As long as I'm in the world, He says, I'm the light of the world, but He's not in the world anymore. Now we are His hands, and we are His feet, and we are His lips, and we are to live His life. In other words, we are to be like Jesus. We are to live our life through Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, would you turn there? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and notice what the Scripture says in verse number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 6. The Bible says, For God. I'll give you some time to find it there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6. It says, For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7. But we have this treasure as Christians. We have a treasure in earthen vessels as clay, as dust. We have this treasure that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's not about my light. It's about me reflecting the light of the Lord Jesus. The reality is the last thing I want my family or this world to see is my attitude or my short temper or my bad days. I want them to see Jesus in me. We see the character. They are to be light. They are to reflect the light of the Lord Jesus. Light is pure. Light penetrates. Light enlightens. Light guides. Light reveals. We're to be reflections of the Lord. I see something else in this passage of Scripture. I see the disciples' place to shine. The Bible says in verse number 14, ye are the light of the world. He says in verse 16, let your light so shine before men. Where are we to shine? We're to shine to our family. We're to shine at our workplace. We're to shine at our church. We're to let our light shine in our neighborhood. We're to let our light shine in stores and streets and byways and highways. Let our light shine to a world. As long as I'm in the world, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And then He said, ye are the light of the world. Reflect me to a lost and dying world. There's still light in this world. And that light is in you. It's in me. The disciples' character, the disciples' place to shine. Think about the disciples' unavoidable witness. It says in verse 15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Listen, you cannot avoid a testimony. You have a good testimony or you have a bad testimony, but you can't avoid a testimony. And the reality is people will know that you're a Christian. As we reflect the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are to be lights. We're to give light to a lost and dying world. And then think about the disciples' purpose at verse number 16. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and they may glorify your Father which is in heaven." We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power is not in you. It's not in this human philosophy, just muster up enough strength and live life. No, we have this treasure as a Christian that it's not about us, it's about the true light. And all we need to do is let him live his life through us. We just need to let him have control in all that he says and all that he does through us. So let's let our light shine. The children sing a song, and you're probably very familiar with it. "This is the light of mine." You know that song? Let's sing it together. "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Would you make a resolve in 2019 that you're going to let your light shine for the glory of the Lord Jesus? God created a greater light and a lesser light. He says, I've already created light, but I've made these sources to give light to the earth. They'll reveal signs and help us to measure days and years and seasons. And then God gave spiritual light through Jesus Christ. But the light's still shining in you if you know the Lord as your Savior. Through creation, through conscience, through his word, and through the Christian, God is still giving light to this world. God help us today for his glory in 2019 to let our light shine. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we're thankful for the opportunity that we have to come to your house this morning. We thank you for the opportunity we have of a sound mind to understand scriptures. And Lord, I pray that you would help us not to be just hearers of the word, but doers also. And Heavenly Father, I pray that there's an individual here, as the Spirit of God has convicted your people, that we would make that resolve in our life in this year to let our light shine to a world in darkness. And Heavenly Father, I pray if there's an individual here this morning that does not know you as their Lord and Savior, maybe they are spiritually confused, I pray that they would talk to me. I pray that today would be the day of salvation for them. Lord, I pray you would help us to make good decisions in our lives this morning. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.